The Ninth Tower Productions.
Fishbonious sound design.
When I had my heart attack, the man who shot my fellow officers thought I was a guy. I'm not a guy.
Okay, now look, stop grabbing at me. Yesterday, I sort of let you. God knows why. I'm not even that way.
She doesn't see that floating ball. What the fuck?
You're getting too touchy-feely. And I'm not sure I like it.
Lady, damn it, look at that thing. Shit!
Now you're pulling me to you? Stop it this instant. No, stop it. Keep your hands to yourself.
It's coming closer, closer. Oh, Lord.
Oh, damn it, she's crying. Okay, you can feel my leg a little.
No, you idiot, that thing is coming for me.
We have a code red. We have a code red.
I heard a voice, someone else talking about me and Sophie, only he was saying he'd known her since he was 12. I caught a glimpse of him. He looked just like me.
Wake up, Daniel.
What's going on?
Sophie's gone again.
Sophie's gone? Ah, shit.
There she is, over at the drugstore.
She walked through the walls again.
This is what she was talking about? Walking into other dimensions?
Yeah, other worlds, other dimensions.
You believe her?
Yeah, I do. Just because I'm not experiencing it doesn't mean it's not true. Whenever she sleepwalks and she comes to, she always says that that's what she's been doing, visiting other worlds. Here, let's wait on the other side of the drugstore. Hopefully she'll come out this side, and then we'll get her.
Has she always done this?
Yeah, ever since I've known her.
And she has no idea what she is.
No, and we're not going to tell her either. At least, not yet.
Daniel.
Oh, crap.
Dude, there isn't just one Umayaba. There's four.
There she is. There's Sophie.
Sophie. Sophie, come here.
Oh, my God. Rufus, man, Sophie is bringing those Umayabas.
Thank you.
Daniel Dredd, Episode 3, Chiming In. Written by Mark Slade and Lothar Tuppen. Lothar Tuppen as Daniel, Tanya Milojevic as Sophie, Matt Weller as Rufus, Pete Lutz as Ellison, Drew Prophet as Moloch, Austin Beach as Tiki, Gareth Severn as Chimes, Katie Lofton as Eve, Joe Stofko as Jansen, D.B. Spitzer as Adam, Janet Dider as Nurse, Nancy Bueller as Sergeant Haynes. Music by Chauncey Hayworth. Created and developed by Mark Slade and Lothar Tuppen. Directed and edited by Daniel French. Credits read by Nancy Bueller.
Fuckers wouldn't even hold a door for us.
I suppose they were just thinking of getting home.
They weren't thinking at all, Eve. That's their problem. Hell, that's the whole world's problem. What? What are you staring at, fella?
I wasn't staring.
Your eyes are on me.
Kinda angry at everything, ain't you?
Being a smartass, huh?
Richard, please.
Stay out of this, Eve. I don't like it when someone looks at my girl.
Funny, I see a ring on your finger, not hers. Miss, is that some new thing? Only guys wearing wedding rings now? Hey, buddy, you don't need to get any closer.
I can destroy you, motherfucker. You know that, huh?
I know you have bad breath. Don't.
Don't what? Jab my finger in your chest? Hey, you scared of me.
Why the hell should I be afraid of you?
I'm a lawyer, dogfucker. I can destroy your world.
What? You shitting me? I need to be afraid of a pansy in a fucking monkey suit? Hey, buddy, you just made my day. I haven't laughed that hard in a long time. You're getting a free pass. Don't do that again.
Push you? Makes you mad, huh?
It makes me want to kill you. But I'll forgive you if you shut your pie hole and walk away. Lady, you should find a guy who doesn't have anger issues.
Richard, I think this might be a mistake.
I said shut up.
I'm just saying I have a bad feeling about this.
You don't speak unless spoken to.
What the hell do we do?
I don't know.
Can't you just shoot them with those lasers from your eyes?
That's not how that works, Rufus.
We can't do nothing, waiting here for those creatures to devour us.
Hey, here comes Sophie.
She's the villain.
Grab her.
Huh?
Ezobrilovinen.
Is that?
Yep. Sophie has just opened up another dimension.
Golon Vironepalak!
Oh shit! The dimension is closing up!
I guess we better follow her then.
Damn it. I didn't want to do that. He forced me to. Now I'm gonna have to kill you too.
You don't have to. Unless it does something for you.
Huh? Lady, you twisted or something?
I think. I just found myself.
I don't know what to say.
Don't say anything. When the elevator doors open, take me to your place and screw me, silly.
Hey, I see Sophie. She's going into that house.
This house looks familiar.
Man, it's old. I don't think anyone lives here. Look at all the cobwebs.
I'm sure it's been years.
Reminds me of an old Bela Lugosi film. Hey.
What?
I just tried a light switch and it's not working.
Then how are there any lights?
Hello. So what do we have here?
Where did you come from?
Nowhere. I've always been here. I never left.
So weird. This guy is dressed like the bad guy from Oliver Twist. We're looking for a friend. She came inside here?
You must be talking about Sophie.
What the... Daniel, you can see right through him.
He's dressed right out of a Dickens novel. Look at the cane.
I see it. The cane's head, the laughing jester.
I have been guiding Sophie's dreams ever since she was a little girl. I am Rupert Chimes. I will be your guide in this nightmare.
Hello, boys.
Sophie, are you all right?
Oh, of course, Daniel. Just having some fun.
Whoa. Is that you, Sophie? In that dress? Holy shit, you look good.
What have you done to Sophie?
Nothing, my friend. This is all Sophie, her desires. This dream, nightmare. Dream, nightmare. Perhaps our reality. The question remains. Anywho, we are here in Sophie's dream. She's created this. All of it.
Rufus, something's wrong. We have to get Sophie and leave.
Oh, she looks dynamite in that dress. You look sensational, Sophie. I love the slit in your dress.
You don't think it's too much?
Oh, that the dress really shows your curves.
Oh, Rufus. You're something. You don't think I'm showing too much?
Hell no. And you're up like that. Wow.
Oh, Rufus, you are cute. Here, why don't I show you the rest of the house?
You can take me anywhere you like.
Yeah? Come on.
Rufus, don't! I'm telling you, something bad is gonna happen.
There really is no use to stop this. Written in the stars.
What the fuck is that supposed to mean, asswipe?
You cannot change what is predestined. Only madmen, a dullard, would attempt such a task. Why do you carry on staring at me as if you do not understand all of this?
Because I don't.
It matters little, I suppose. We have you and they don't.
Who has me? Why can't you just talk plainly and not in code?
Oh, all right. There are many, many dimensions and realities. Subdimensions, wormholes of alt realities where the same events take place the same time as events as the known universes. There you go again, looking at me as if you don't understand what I'm saying. You believe you have entered a different reality, hmm?
Yeah, Rufus and I have. Brought here by Sophie.
Correct. Where you came from is not a reality as well.
No. It is not an alternate dimension.
Oh, yes, it is. Created by the League and the Congress. They control all of this. Wait. Oh, no, 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 indeed. I think this would be more fun if I don't explain anything. Yes, you go on believing what you like. This will be so entertaining.
Rufus!
These things... They came and they took Sophie away.
What things?
Men. Monkey men. Monkey men with wings.
We can sit here.
That's strange.
What is?
A cave inside a house? That really is weird.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say a velvet sofa inside a cave.
Yeah, I suppose that is odd too. Then again, we aren't in our normal reality. Wait, are we? Okay, did I say something funny?
You are cute.
I feel kind of weird. Like I'm moving in slow motion, but I have a lot of nervous energy. It sure is hot in this cave.
You know, I always had a crush on you.
No.
Yes, I do. You act as if you don't know anything, but in reality, you're the smartest person in the room.
We're the only two here.
See what I mean? You really are something.
I...
Wanna kiss me?
I want to kiss you.
I know you do.
My body feels frozen.
Of course it does. You can't do anything unless I tell you to.
I really want to kiss you.
Then kiss me. Want to see something scary?
What?
Oh, shit! What the hell are those? Oh, shit! These buggers are scratching and fighting!
Please stop! Please stop! No! 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 Please stop! Please stop!
Sophie! No! Stop that! Monsters! Stop eating her! No, you monsters. You ate her. Oh, my God. They ate her. They ate her. No, you monsters. You ate her. Oh, my God. He ate her. They ate her.
I think the elevator is stuck.
Thank God.
What? Are you crazy, lady? Hey, stop tugging on my shirt. Why the hell would anyone... Stop it! Why would anyone want to be stuck in an elevator?
This is why.
Look, honey. I'm flattered. Just put your skirt back on.
You see my breasts? I'm offering them to you. Oh, don't stop. Suck harder. Oh, take me from behind. Oh, God, oh, yeah. Yes. Oh. Allison. Oh, oh, yeah. Allison.
Something's not right.
I don't need you to start talking to me now, demon.
I think I'd better. This thing does not feel right.
Who are you talking to?
Good. He can't hear me. I was worried about that. And for some reason, cannot read your thoughts.
Just talking to myself. That's all.
Did you hear what I said? The terms I've presented to you. You see this glowing ball in my hand?
I'm sorry, I couldn't help you.
This
I couldn't do
is
anything.
Sophie's soul.
I
will
you.
Give her soul back to you when you have delivered this man to
like
me.
What the fuck? Where am I? Is this a dream? Somebody fucking answer me! Answer me, you fuckers! You fucking fuckers! Fuck you! You fuckers!
And the terms. Were you paying attention, Mr. Dredd? It is the utmost importance that you understand all of this. If not, the Congress will order me to execute you. I would rather work with you than kill you outright.
I heard you. That's why I'm talking to myself. It helps me think.
You call yourself demon? How silly.
Can you just give me a minute to talk this through with myself?
What the fuck just happened?
I don't know. One second I was in this elevator, the next I'm in a dream or something. I actually thought you did that to me.
No, something more powerful than me did that, buddy. You know, that's not a bad idea, though. I can will us both out of this elevator, now that you've had your fun. You can leave this chick to take the fall for this asswipe's murder.
I can't do that. I like Eve. A lot.
Look, I understand. Gets lonely in the kind of work we're in. But we can't have a third wheel.
She's not a third wheel. It was fate that put us together. Like you and me. So, you better start treating her as an equal, or...
Or what?
Or I won't do any more of your bidding. You understand me?
Don't agree to it.
I don't know. If I don't...
You aren't afraid he'll kill you, are you?
Come on, demon. How can he kill me? No, I'm afraid we'll lose Sophie forever. Just look at Rufus. He's devastated.
I'm just saying, it all feels strange to me. I've had these feelings before, and I was always right.
I'm going to talk to him.
Wait.
Just shut up so I can concentrate on his words. Okay, Chimes. Let's talk.
Go ahead.
Two things I want. One, I want Sophie's double.
There is no double.
Create one.
All right. The second thing...
I want to meet this Congress. I get the feeling that you aren't telling me everything.
Are you mad? No one meets the Congress unless they finish their mission.
Those are my terms.
Very well.
Good.
Wow. He must need you to do this task badly.
First things first. Create Sophie's double.
Thanks for helping me get out of there without anyone seeing us. And for walking me home, my gallant off-white knight.
My pleasure. That guy was such an asshat. Why were you with him?
He bought me expensive dinners, and maybe I just knew that if I played him, he'd lead me to someone better.
Yeah.
You can get it up again, can't you, lover?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Then follow me.
Is this your house?
Yes. It's been in my family for a long time. Take your clothes off and lie on the bed.
Are those bloodstains on the floor?
Of course. Oh, don't worry. I have no interest in spilling a drop of your blood. Do you trust me?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why, but I do.
Did you like what I let you do to me in the elevator?
Hell yeah.
I promise you, you're going to like what I've got planned next even more. Even if it is a bit freaky. Now take your clothes off and lie on the bed.
Ain't you gonna strip?
Oh, I'll change into something more comfortable in just a minute. Now, let me just make sure you're secure.
I've never been on the receiving end of this sort of shit before.
Scared, lover?
No. No fear here.
Too bad. Fear's part of the fun. I'm going to get something ready. I'll be right back.
You're screwing up royally, you idiot. What's that line you like quoting? This is some fucked up shit right here.
Shut up, Tiki. Something feels right. I feel like something is waking up. I feel clearer somehow.
No, something's wrong. She's not-
Oh, that's enough out of you, you demented little poppet.
Take this off, you stupid bitch.
I thought you'd speak up if you thought I wasn't listening.
What the hell are you doing?
Putting surgical tape over his mouth and eyes. Tape with certain sigils drawn on them. I don't want him listening or watching what comes next.
Eve, I trust you. I really don't know why, but I'm starting to get really freaked out here. What the fuck is going on?
Time to cut right to the chase, then. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. All right. I should confess something.
My name's not Eve. You should call me Adam. Adam Black.
Ah! Ah! What the fuck?
I need to tell you about the League. It's gonna change your life, lover.